Click, clack, I'm back. Brrr, do, 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 do. Yo, this your main man, Southside KP, representative checking in, man. I just want to clarify that the post I put about independent artists, man. I know I didn't really, get into depth on exactly how that works, because it sounds like, you know, there's no guarantee that you know that your music is playing. Like, this here, though. For those artists that send music that goes over well, right? Check this out. So you pay your $10, you know what I'm saying? You send me a track through email, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you was a local artist, you would bring it on Jump Drive or whatever. But if you out of town, you're going to send it to me through email. Boom. So I'm going to get it through the email. And really, I would prefer you contact me either through social media some type of way, whether it's Twitter or preferably Facebook or Instagram. So you contact me, let me know, hey, I'm sending you something over email. We link, you know, through DM, or we'll probably exchange numbers and call. Once we do that, we'll do the Cash Me app. You send the $10 over, bow. Then you send the song over, bow. I check the email. You confirm that I checked the email, got the email, got the song. That coming weekend, I will play your song. I will then video record myself playing your song. So you'll hear it in the background in the club. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to give you footage necessarily of the people in the club, because I don't do footage of the club. We don't allow cameras in the club because of the nature of the kind of club it is. But with that being said, what I will do is I'll give you live feedback from one of the, either a customer or one of the females that's actually dancing to your song. So you'll have that. And I'll be able to give you real knowledgeable, you know what I'm saying, real, you know, honest feedback and say, hey, man, the crowd loved your track. The girls loved your track. I'm adding it to the playlist. And from that point, hopefully, if you, you know what I'm saying, if you the type of artist that follows up, once I've told you that, you're going to stay in line with me. You see what I'm saying? We're going to build a relationship to the point where now I'm playing your song. Hopefully, it'll build up to you actually coming down to the club. And, you know, we do some type of promotion type of thing where you come to the club and not necessarily perform, because it's not necessarily a performance club, but say you show up and show out. You know what I'm saying? You bring a new track. We, you know, debut that track there. We hype it up real big and basically give you a new market fan base to take over. You know what I'm saying? Which is this region, South Georgia, that I'm in. South Georgia, North Florida. But, that's basically how that works. I know that, you know, a lot of people are worried about a guarantee. Shout out to the Black Donald Trump, because he hit me up and he had some questions about it, and I wanted to answer those questions to let everybody know, man, like, I'm not no flaw-ass motherfucker when it comes to that. I'm out here really trying to help independent artists make it. Most of the guys that's from this area can vouch for me. You reach out to anybody that's doing music in this area. I can name a few, the Jimmy Hennessy's, G-Splash, hell, Slim Duck, Bunky White. It's you know, the list goes on and on and on. It's a bunch of people. Kendro. You can look all these people up, man. Hit them up all individually. They got songs that's moving right now. Another guy named Yank, New Yank City. He got a new mixtape out. It's pretty doggone hot. Check all these people out if you get a chance to. That way you know I'm not bullshitting you. And again, just stay linked with me. And the best way I can show you is by showing you. So with that being said, it's your main man. I'm finna check on out today. Link back in with me tonight, because I'm going to do story time. I told y'all I got a hot one for y'all this weekend, man. And until then, hit the episodes and check last weekend's story time. It's called That Girl. Hilarious. Real shit. This your boy, man. One love. Rah! Click, clack, I'm back. Brrr, doo, 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 doo. Yo, this your main man, Southside KP, representative, checking back in. One thing I did not add in earlier when I did the independent artist post, I did not give y'all a way to link with your boy. So, everything Southside KPE pretty much. Southside of KPE. If you go to, I think, Twitter, the of, or the O in of, is actually a zero, not an O. But outside of that, you can Google Southside of KPE, anything, it'll come up.
If you want to link with me on Facebook, it's Kingpen, K-I-N-G, capital P-E-N. Instagram, same thing, Southside KPE or SSG KPE, whatever, in the Southside KPE, man. It's just simple as that. But link with me on those platforms, and if you want to reach out to me, that's how you do it. Simple as that. And from there, you know what I'm saying, we can exchange phone numbers and whatnot. I do it like that, but I'm not gonna put my number out on Anchor, you know what I'm saying, not yet. Anyway, I might do a little 1-800 or something like that, so y'all can start hitting me up easier, because I've been getting an influx of call-ins and people reaching out to me to play their music, and I want to play everybody's music. Now, I can tell you this, what will help like tremendously once you know we've made the relationship and you've, you know, gone through the proper steps to get your first song played, it will help if all of your music is already loaded on Spotify or Apple Music, because then I can also add you in the playlist for Anchor as well. It just makes everything way more simple, and you get credit for each one of your plays. I don't know if y'all know anything about that yet, but it's not a lot. You get like 0.0001% of a penny or something like that. I don't remember how much it is, but you get credit for each click that you get in Spotify. Every time somebody streams you, you know what I'm saying, for whatever reason you're getting streamed, you get credit for that. So it helps if you load your music on Spotify. I know a lot of people are against Spotify and they hate Spotify so much, but it just solidifies you as an artist. So if you want to, you know, help further yourself, that's another major way to do it. You look up a lot of artists and you can't find their music online, and when you look at that on the major scale of things, you know what I'm saying, like somebody that's in Australia, so to speak, say they took a trip to America and they were in my club for the weekend and I played your song, and they came to the DJ booth and was like, hey man, what song is that? So I tell them the song that you emailed to me, and lo and behold, the only people that have access to it in the world is me and you. So this person from Australia, they can't go back to Australia and now put all of their Australian friends up on this new artist that they found in America, because they can't go to Spotify and pull you up. So, long story short, have a place. I'm not going to say have a place, because some of y'all have put up a website. No, not a website. Cool if you have a website. Make sure your music is accessible. That's what I'm going to say. Online. If it's one song, that's cool. I'm not telling y'all to upload your whole album and all that and make it, you know, free to the world. What I'm saying is, when you pushing a single, go ahead and put that single up so that people can find it. That's all. I'm done with that for right now. This your main man, Southside KPE. I'm signing out.
Yo. Southside of KPE. What up? You're now listening to Southside of KPE. It's so easy, just like saying 1, 2, 3. Now quit playing and check out this station, all right?
Click, clack, I'm back. This your main man, Southside KPE representative, checking in. What it do? Guess what? It's story time. As promised, ladies and gentlemen, we got another story for y'all. It's Sunday night, so in case y'all, you know what I'm saying, catching up, you know what I'm saying, these stories are not going to coincide, you know what I'm saying? These are just little snippets here and there out of my life, you know what I'm saying? So, tonight, or should I say tonight's story is called, well, fuck that. Tonight we got a special guest in the studio. You know what I'm saying? We ain't gonna name the special guest, but I gave the special guest the opportunity to pick the story names. So I gave him the story name The Evening Bear. That was the first story. Or The Guy with the Golden Jordans. So those are the two choices for tonight. Those were my two that I was gonna do. I didn't know which one I wanted to do. So
obviously next week y'all call in or whatever and say, hey man, we want to hear the other one. Alright, so regardless, tonight we're going to do the guy with the golden Jordans because that's what was chosen by tonight's guest. Tonight's guest, can you say hello to Anchor, please?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Alright, it's plain and simple, just like that. So, I guess we'll kick the story off like this. Everybody probably knows by now that I'm a DJ. So, this story starts with me DJing, and we're going to say at a random club. You know what I'm saying? We're going to say a random club. Alright. Sure, I partake, brother. Anyway, we're at the club. Not we, me. I'm at this club DJing. And it's good time, you know what I'm saying? Good old time, everybody kicking it, whoopie-wop. Having a great time. Mind you now, I will say, you know what I'm saying, it is a little booty club, you know what I'm saying? So there's women in there juking, you know what I'm saying? So that's what's going on. It's women juking. I'm DJing, women juking. There's people in there drinking, vibing, doing their thing, being people. Okay. So, mind you now, if you know anything about that kind of environment, usually the girls that work in the club usually have a, you know, somewhat functional, if not a pretty good working relationship with the DJ, you know what I'm saying? Everything's cordial. Not saying we get down like that, I'm just saying, like, you know, we hang out, we cool at the club. All right, so that being said, one of the girls comes up to the booth and is like, yo, I got some family coming up here, woo-doo-wop. I need you to look out for them at the door. I need you to make sure, you know what I'm saying, don't nobody fool with them because they a little extra, but I just need you to look out for them, and I know you'll make sure they scrape. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, okay. I'm thinking, she must have been having some females come up in that thing. I'm all with the females. You got some females coming? Cool with me, baby. She said, and she, matter of fact, this how, you know what? The setup. I ain't never think about it till just now. Setup was, she said, some of my homegirl friends, see that? See how she slid that in there? Some of my homegirl friends is what she said. So that means, now that I know, well, we'll skip forward to that. Alright, so boom, she tells me, some of my homegirl friends come to the club. I'm like, alright, yay! Girls are coming in that don't work here. Awesome. All right, so I'm in there chilling. Spinning records, you know what I'm saying? Well, not records, you know, CDs. Anyway, digital stuff. So, time passed. Finally, you know what I'm saying? The people come. They at the dope. You know what I'm saying? Dope person. People here. I come down. All right, I get down there. All I see is home girl and friend. You know what I'm saying? Time is running out. I'm going to check back in. We're going to do episode number 2. Episode 1. Come back at you. Rah! Yo. This is your main man. Checking back in. Episode number 2. Story time. The guy with the golden Jordans. Okay, so I left off. You know what I'm saying? Catching back up. My homegirl I work with, she told me, you know what I'm saying, she got family coming through, she want me to let them in the door, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, cool, shawty, I let them in the door, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, you know, these, you know, family members, friends is females, you know what I'm saying, for women's, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm expecting and wanting to see, you know what I'm saying? I love women's, okay? So, that's what I'm wanting to see. So, the dope person tells me, bada, 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 hey, they here. Alright, they here. Come out the booth, go to this little thing. Now, the way that the club set up, it's got a little cubby hole, you know what I'm saying? So that the people coming in can't just walk up in there. You know, you've been to a little booty club, every booty club got a cubby hole. It's a cubby hole you can't see in there. It's just a little person at the door. You can't see what's going on in the club. Alright, same concept. Alright, so go to the little cubby hole and I peek out. I'm counting people out. All I see is one female. So I'm like, what?
Now I see others dress like what we would say females dress like, you know what I'm saying? Women dress a certain kind of way. You know what I'm saying? But these are like, you know, like, and you know, it's a shame that this, and I'm glad because the person that picked this story had no idea about this story, okay? So, like I said, the guest, tonight's guest, did not know this story's, you know, background, and I'm not trying to tie anything together from last week whatsoever. This is just my life, the kind of lifestyle that, that stuff happens to me, man. Okay, so anyway, now, the one I saw in last week's story, that girl, that one, we'll say that was like, we'll put that one on, we'll say that one was a 20, alright? You have to listen to the last one and know what I'm talking about. We'll say that one was a 20. These, on the other hand, were like negative 5 tens, okay? Like, you can see from a mile, a block down the road. Oh, what up, dude? What up, cuz? You know what I'm saying? You can see that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, whoa! So, get to the door, I'm like, whoa! There's only one female here, you know what I'm saying? And then, it was like, you know, this dude that was swagged out. Like, swagged out, you know what I'm saying? Like, hold up. Right. I already told y'all, man, for the most part, like, I'm not into today's fashions. I don't wear skinny jeans. I don't do none of that stuff. I don't even wear Jordans or none of that stuff. I don't wear none of that crap. So, and not to say, you know, against anything, against anybody that wear it. You know what I'm saying? I just don't wear it. It ain't my thing. So, when I see it, I can say, okay, I admire it. That's nice. You know what I'm saying? Or the Gucci belt, Versace, Sachi, all that. When it's nice, it's nice. I'm not no hater. Alright, so Buddy is like head to toe swagging. Brow, hat. I don't even know what the hat was. It was some type of designer looking shit. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't even tell you what it was. Glasses, designer looking shit. I don't want to say they was Versace because I think, you know, I saw that on the side or some shit like that. It said Versace, something like that. So, that being said, the shirt he had on was pretty fucking fly too. That shit was cool as a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You just cool. You know what I'm saying? No homo. Like I said, I don't hate on nobody. I can give you a compliment. Bro, hey, you fly today, bro. I see you. You know what I'm saying? That type of shit. So that's where I'm at. I'm like, okay, Buddy must be like a cousin to these things, to these people. Ooh, I said things. I'm sorry. I apologize. Anybody listen out there, I know I wasn't supposed to say that, okay? I'm an ignorant motherfucker. I apologize.
Hey.
I am. I try not to be, I try to read and learn shit. I apologize. I was not supposed to say that, okay? For the record, I know this and I do apologize. Don't run away. Alright, so I'm thinking that Buddy is just, you know, related to these people. These people, okay, right? Okay, these people. Alright, he related to them. So I'm like, okay, cool. Running out of time again, damn it. Chat back with your boy, man. Episode 3 coming next. Yo, this your main man, Southside. Check it back in, man. This is episode number 3 of The Guy with the Golden Jordans. All right, so where I left off, I'm at the dope. I done peaked game on everything. Like I said, I've witnessed that there are some, you know, people with alternative lifestyles. Is that a good way to say it?
That's a much better way to put it.
Alright.
Don't call nobody a thing.
Oh, shit. Yes, apologies again for that, ladies and gentlemen. If you were listening to episode 2, I apologize. Like I said, I'm a ignorant, stupid son of a bitch sometimes. Not a son of a bitch, my mom ain't no bitch. But I'm a stupid motherfucker sometimes. Yeah, I'm a stupid motherfucker sometimes. Alright, so anyway, I've assessed that there's people, you know, of alternative lifestyles on the other side of the cubbyhole. You know what I'm saying? In accordance with this guy, like I said, dude, you know what I'm saying? He's a pretty smooth looking dude. Look like, I, in my mind, I'm thinking he must be their pimp. Because that's how he's dressed. You know what I'm saying? That's why I referenced how he was dressed. Otherwise, I wouldn't have said that. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, no homo, all that shit, which I'll be saying. No homo. Whatever, but I don't mean it that way, you know what I'm saying? Like me, I just, like I said, if you know,
I compliment motherfuckers. They look cool. They look cool. Anyway, he was dressed cool.
So I'm thinking he pimping, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But I'm like, okay, well, she said it was her family and friends, whatever. So don't sweat that shit. Just, you know what I'm saying, flag them to come through. Get back in the booth, because your song finna cut off any fucking way. You don't have to switch songs. So the night progresses on, you know what I'm saying? They inside, everybody's having a good time, the club kind of packed, motherfuckers, you know, vibing. I done kind of really forgot about them at this point, you know what I'm saying? So, a song comes on, well, I shouldn't say comes on, because that makes it sound random. I put a song on, and in case y'all don't know the song is called March Madness by Future, right? So now, setting up the scene, the female, the one you can look at and tell she was born that way, that they're all sitting down together, basically like on some bench seats, you know what I'm saying? They're sitting down, the dude is sitting next to her, the other two alternative lifestyle people are sitting next to him on the other side. I have not put no thought to these people whatsoever at this point. You know what I'm saying? I'm just doing my... I'm working. All right, so... for some reason, when I put the song on, some said, look up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, any DJ... if you DJ, you feel me, you know? Like, when you drop a track, you know what I'm saying? You like to see the reaction of the crowd. And at this time, when I dropped this certain track, it was, like, fresh. It was fresh. It was hot off the presses. So everybody was like... ah. You know what I'm saying? So when the song came on, now mind you, I am not hip to this move. I think it's called a suicide. I've learned late since this has happened, I think the move is called a suicide, where the person drops backwards, they bend their leg up like to their back, and they grab it with their hand, and they fall backwards, like straight backwards, like blam, and they hit the ground backwards. I think it's called a suicide. I might be naming it wrong. For those people out there in Anchor, if y'all know the real name of that move, you can correct me. Call in, correct me. Fine. But my research, is called a suicide. Okay. I gave you that for a reason. So I dropped the track. Boom. I hit it. All right, right there. Whenever he said that shit, when the song first came out, I didn't know what the fuck he was saying, right? Motherfucker said, dress it up, real for me. I knew he was saying real for me, but I didn't know he was saying dress it up, make it real for me. And I ain't still to this day don't know what the fuck that shit mean. But then that's the next line he say.
Whatever that fuck you mean.
Alright. He said whatever the fuck. Alright. So I ain't know what the fuck that shit meant. So I dropped the track. Out of all the people that stood up for that shit, the dude that I told you was dressed all cool and shit, this motherfucker jumps up and screams, oh, that's my shit, and grabs his leg and body slams himself backwards on the fucking ground. Boom! I'm talking about hard as a motherfucker. I'm not done with this story yet.
Yo, 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 this your main man Southside checking in, man. We are on episode 4 of The Guy with the Golden Jordan. Okay, so we done calmed down back down, man. You know what I'm saying? Again, man, no disrespect to nobody, dog. Like, I'm an observant person, man. I just observe shit, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just observing, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, like I say, Buddy screams, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, he screamed loud enough. First of all, fuck screen. When they walked in, I distinctively remember him saying, what up, dog? When they walked in. And he said it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you heard my voice, right? What up, dog? Right? Okay. So, even if that was his song in my mind, and I'm trying to say this, you know, and be... bias, so to speak, or whatever, okay? Not bias, if that's the wrong word. I'm trying to be neutral. Okay, trying to be neutral. All right, so unbiased, there we go. That's the word I'm looking for, unbiased. I'm trying to be unbiased. Okay, so in my mind, after him saying, after they came in together, because, okay, check it.
the two individuals that were of other lifestyles, they was like, hi, hi. And the girl, the one that was visibly born a girl, she was like, hi. And then the dude was like, what up, dog? So I was like, okay. I just kind of waved him in, you know what I'm saying? So in my mind, even if that was his favorite song, like, me personally, you know what I'm saying? I might use different words, but listen to the tone of my voice. Oh, that's my shit. Ooh, that's my shit. Okay, that's how, you know what I'm saying? That's what I would have expected him to say. You know what I'm saying? That in that tone, no matter what he said, you know what I'm saying? Any other words, the words were not relevant is what I'm trying to say. The pitch and the enthusiasm in which he said it was like opposite from the energy that he gave me when he came in the door. You know what I'm saying? Like completely opposite. You know what I'm saying? Like night and day, opposite. You know what I'm saying? He jumped up out of the seat like, oh, that my song. And then he grabbed his motherfucking leg and, well, he threw the motherfucker up like sideways, backwards, and grabbed it with his motherfucking arm. I can't even get my motherfucking leg that high. But he grabbed the motherfucking leg with his arm, and the motherfucker fell backwards so goddamn hard, I thought he was having a seizure or something. He was like, boom, hit the ground, right? Now, mind you, I was not the only person in the club that was shook by this move, okay? Everybody that was on the floor near him, except for the people he came with, was like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? He jumped back like, fuck, buddy, having a seizure. Fuck! You know what I'm saying? But when they realized he wouldn't have a seizure, he was doing the motherfucking dance move, they was like, oh! Because then at that point, see, you're trying to figure out the name of the story. See, slow down. When he threw the motherfucking shoe up, cuz, hey, you know we the club, right? So it's all kind of little shiny lights. We got laser lights in that motherfucker, right? When that bitch threw the motherfucking shoe up, hey, that bitch was so shiny, dog. Hey, in my life, never in my life, even since then, have I seen a doper pair of Jordans since then. This motherfucking whole shoe was gold from the top to the goddamn bottom. Motherfucker was gold. He put that bitch up, and the lights shine that shit through the whole club was shining. Everybody's blinded. Oh! For a split second, when he had that foot in the air, boom! And then when he hit the ground, boom! It was one goddamn Jordan up by his head, and the other Jordan was all stretched out on the motherfucking floor. At that point, I was like, what the entire fuck? So I'm like, okay, regardless of my homophobia, or what I thought was homophobia, you know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it, man, I got to meet this motherfucker with the damn golden Jordans. Like, what in the entire hell? Where the fuck he get them from? I never seen that shit. Like, I'm lame to that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not even knowing. So, buddy, you know, the song is playing in the background. And they doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. And at this point, I guess he's noticed that I noticed him. But I wasn't noticing him. I was noticing the Jordans. I'm running out of time again, man. I'm coming right back. Episode 5. We're going to wrap it up. Blah! Yo, this is your main man, Southside KPE representative, checking back in, man. This is episode 5 of Story Times, the guy with the golden Jordans, man. So, basically, Buddy and Slan is back out, okay, y'all? I'm just gonna say it like that. Slan is back on the floor. When Slan is back on the floor, like I told you, I seen one of the Jordans kick up by his head. Wow, he on the ground, Jordan by his head. I end up looking the dude in the eyes. You know what I'm saying? I'm foot gazing at the dude's foot. You know what I'm saying? Felonious foot gazing is the term. I was supposed to coin it. I should coin it now. I would just coin it. Maybe hear it. It came from me. Foot gazing, fellas, it leads to bad things in today's society. Just trust me. So I'm looking at dude's Jordan. End up looking into his eyes because his head is right there. You know what I'm saying? The way he slammed his back, his head is right by the booth. In front of the booth, I'm looking down at him. He's looking up at me. Bam, our eyes meet. Boom, he's gazing into my eyes. I'm already mesmerized by the Jordan, so the look on my face is probably giving him the wrong message. So he jumps up off the floor, comes to the DJ booth window. Now he's staring at me through the DJ booth window. And now, mind you, like I said, this story is not a story that I meant to tell after last week's story. So they're not supposed to coincide. I wasn't trying to, like, you know, go back to back and get something familiar. No, I wasn't trying to do that on purpose. My guest chose this story. So that being said, this happened after the Miami event, okay? All right, so because that, in my mind, I'm telling myself, Southside, you are not going to be any type of homophobe whatsoever. You're not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be good with everybody. You're going to be cultured. You're going to be classy individual. All right, so I tell dude, I say, man, come on in the booth. Come in the booth. You know what I'm saying? Like an idiot. I'm telling myself, say what?
That's a bad idea.
I know, right? It's a terrible idea. But fuck it, I did that shit. And I'm telling myself, alright, just act like this is somebody that you're not attracted to. This is a person of opposite sex, you know what I'm saying? That you wouldn't be attracted to. Just treat it like that. You know what I'm saying? How would you act? You would be cordial. You wouldn't be rude. You know what I'm saying? So don't be rude. Don't be that dude. You know what I'm saying? Don't be crude, right? Alright, so let the dude come in the booth. You know what I'm saying? Mind you, I'm still wanting to get a closer up view of the damn Golden Jordans any fucking way. So I'm still on the Jordans. Comes in the damn booth. I'm like, fuck, this dude is really fucking aggressive. Like, I'm talking about aggressive. So I'm like, bo. If y'all don't know what bo mean, I'm boing the shit out of this dude. You know what I'm saying? Keeping a distance between us. You know what I'm saying? Because a little countertop where DJ booth is, a little countertop. Got a little laptop there. You know what I'm saying? My little equipment and whatnot. My turntables and the lights and all that crap. You know what I'm saying? Wait. So I got one, my left elbow there. You know what I'm saying? He on the right side. So I got my right elbow out. Feel me? Right elbow out. That's like, you know, space. Bruh. Space. You know what I'm saying? He's not feeling the space. You know what I'm saying? At this point, all that low, what's up, dog? That is gone. All that's gone. That's how he talks to me now, up close. I'm like, Mind you now, we're touching. He's touching my elbow, touching my arm, my shoulder. And I'm a space person. I don't like people in my space, man. I don't give a fuck what you are. Heterosexual, homosexual. Goddamn Mars sexual. Don't fucking touch me. I'm like, man, touchy. Now, we don't know each other like that. So, this point, I just, you know, all my triggers have been triggered. And I'm having a panic attack. Fuck it! Get out! Get the fuck out of the booth! I'm blowing him out of the booth! Get the fuck! Beat it! And I'm blowing him out of the booth. Moral to the story, fellas. Felonious foot gazing in today's times will get you in trouble. Just don't do it. Don't look at another man's shoes or his feet. Just leave that shit alone. Pure point blank. This your boy, Southside KP, finna sign out. Now, my guest has a story that coincides with this story. So we're gonna come back with episode 6 if you wanna listen in. But this is the end of episode 5. So I'm finna check out with your boy, straight like that. Rah! Click, clack, I'm back. Brrr, yo, this your main man, Southside KP, representative checking in. And like I said, man, I got a special guest, and this is the wrap-up of tonight's story time, the guy with the Golden Jordans. If you haven't checked that out, you might want to run and check that out before you listen to this, because we're going to have a bunch of spoilers. All right, so introduce yourself, bro. You know what I'm saying? Let everybody know who he is, man.
Yo, what's up, man? I'm Alexander Knight, Nightmare Syndicate. I'm a professional wrestler, man. This is my homeboy, Southside. And so it's funny, man, because like Southside said, man, these stories, like, we did not plan them. I was given two titles. I had no clue what the story was about. And it's funny, man. So last night, I'm at a wrestling show, and I'm sitting there in the crowd. You know, I'm not working last night. See these four girls walking, chicks walking. Right? I mean, none of them fine or nothing. They solid 7.
So we got some regular.
Well, some regulars, man. Like a solid 7.
They not packs. Duckies. They not duckies, but they quacking. All right.
True. And so we sitting there enjoying the show, right? And they sat sort of behind us. We were like up against the wall, and the wall sort of curved. And I'm watching the ring, not paying no attention. And I just kept hearing this deep voice behind me, man. It was like, go! Get him! Ah! And I'm confused, but I'm having a good time, so I like kept looking back, and I've got this cheese and smile on my face, and I'm just like, what?
Oh, you can say shit. You could.
I mean, I can say shit. I know I can say shit, cuss and fuck and whatever the fuck I want.
Right, I know, I can do it. Yeah. Okay, so the person behind you, deep voice, they yelling.
Yeah, there's nothing but chicks, nothing but what looks like females.
Okay.
Behind, and I kept looking. Man, like I said, I was confused. I wasn't.
So you trying to find the owner?
I'm trying to find the owner
of this
deep
voice. Okay, so motherfucker behind you. Hey, woo, yeah. Woo. And you like, shit, it's only females behind.
Right, I'm an observant person, man. Just like, you know, I like to know what's around me.
Dig that. And, okay.
So, a little bit of story too, you know, like, my brother, you know, I'm trying to be a better person, you know, just like you were saying, you know, I'm trying to be more cultured, I'm trying to do better.
Right.
You know, my brother tries to keep me in check on a lot of that stuff. He's up to date, if you will.
Right.
He's hip to
it. On the terms and whatnot. Word. Okay.
And we go out during intermission, and my brother goes, why do you keep looking at him? And I said, who? Thinking, him who? He's talking about one of the ones that I thought was female. Apparently, he was transitioning.
I guess is
the word.
Proper term.
The proper term. Transitioning. I'm sure she would be he would be a she at that point.
She
would probably like to be a she. I don't know. I don't want to assume nothing, but
she's the proper term. Okay.
Nah, man. It just, things got confusing, and my brother was wondering if I was like wanting to talk to her. Man, moral of the story, sometimes it's just better to mind your business.
Right.
Man, just mind your business. Quit foot gazing. Quit gazing at people behind you, man.
Side note, or should I say an addition to tonight's final thought is this, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, my rule is this. I like stretch marks. Me personally, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, I like stretch marks. So don't be ashamed of stretch marks. The stretch marks tell a valuable story for those of us who need to know. You understand what I'm talking about? So, we gotta wrap it up. We're coming to the end, you know what I'm saying? Like I say, this is, you know what I'm saying? You call it episode 6 or whatever you wanna call it. Final thought. The wrap up, yeah, we call it that, man. This is Main Man Southside signing out. Check out my boy Alex Knight doing his thing like bang.
La 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 la.
Yo, this your Main Man. I just wanna say night night, everybody. I holler back, man. Y'all sleep tight out there, Anchor World, man. Right on for fucking with your boy, man. Peace and blessings.